When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, dear friends. Hello. How are you going today? So welcome for those who've just arrived and just arrived to this podcast with Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. My name is Nick Chantsev and I am from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Today we're talking about grounding practices for calming the amygdala and the hyperactive amygdala. I notice a lot of people are being challenged, and I've visited a few anxiety support groups, and it's nice that everyone's sharing their feelings, purging what they need to purge, and that's what the community is all about. So I just welcome you, whoever has just arrived, and who is about to listen to a wonderful, wonderful meditation and introduction of this wonderful topic. I've got a lot to share with you, but I'll keep it. Some of it will be very brief. The topic of this wonderful topic did come from someone saying, I'm getting anxious, I'm feeling my anxiety rising, I'm over anxious today, what can I do, please help me. I need to distract the mind and take away the attention. So we need to find ways to first of all, distract our mind and take our attention away from the hyperactive amygdala, all right, which is part of the, center of the brain, limbic system, part of the limbic system. It's a Greek word. It's like a shape of an almond, and it's somewhere in the center of our brain. So it is a stimulation, emotional stimulation center, and we need to be able to capture that straight away. The idea is we know, that's the thing, we know when we're about to get anxiety. We can feel it coming down, coming onto us, but we only have that window gap of 30 to 60 seconds to activate and start doing something to stop the hypervigilance of the of that amygdala. So let's go. So what can we do? Like something, the tool that we use is meditation, grounding meditation, to calm down the hyperactive amygdala. So what the idea is, we need to be able to redirect the attention away from the amygdala by using techniques like meditation practices. And we can cultivate a sense of calm and reduce the anxiety in its tracks. And the mind and finding, and then we will learn to find our inner peace. So first of all, we need to have an understanding of the hyperactive amygdala. And what role does it play in anxiety and the stresses and responses, and how our overactive amygdala can contribute to anxiety disorder. See, if we just find a way to calm down, yes, some of us might need some drugs and medicine to, medicine, but I'm more focused on holistic medicine. I recommend that seeing a specialist, a practitioner in the anxiety area is very, very important, whether being psychologist or psychologist, to help you get through this. So we can learn to de-stimulate the amygdala. So the importance, it's really important to get the understanding of grounding exercises. Grounding exercises to regulate the amygdala's response. And we need to know how to prepare for meditation. You need to find a nice quiet zone, comfortable spot. You need to have a practice of meditation. You find that comfortable sitting position where you can learn to relax your body. And remember that 30, 60 seconds is so vital to deactivate that the system. It's always like learning to using the breath, taking a deep breath to center ourselves. And we need to regularly do that. The more we can center, take time out, and self-care and self-nurture to deepen our breath center, the better we our practice will become. There are grounding techniques to use. These are basically, ground technique is utilizing our senses, imaginary senses, our feels, touch, smell, a vision, imagination, just to be able to distract ourselves and to calm down. Through breathing, we can calm the amygdala, also through visualization, and stop the focus, direct focus on the situation, on the storytelling. All right, we're always creating stories, imagination, stimulation of the imagination, stimulation of the emotional center, the stories and traumas that come up. And so we need to rewire our minds to help us, and we do this through grounding, through meditation, through breath. Sometimes you can imagine taking shoes off and walking on the grass to get earthed, to get centered. Just being, connected to the earth allows us, straight away there's a natural sensation, natural phenomena to create the calmness. Walking barefoot is very good. So focusing sensation like touch, feelings, smell. Sometimes we can actually look at, you have a pen in your hands, and then just slowly looking at the textures, the shapes, the feel of it. And some of you just take time out. And the whole idea is so simply that to be able to just focus on the colors, the textures, just be there for that pen in your hands. You might be flicking it around, you might be twisting it, but you're watching it very slowly. You can imagine doing that. That's taking your attention to something else and not putting full attention, stimulated attention to something we should be putting attention on. So the idea is to learn to detach. And the more we do that, and then that doesn't take too long. Sometimes we can actually engage, as you go into meditation centers, one of the meditation is mindful eating. Taking our time, being attentive to mindful eating, feeling the flavors, savoring the flavors, the textures of the food. And also we can go into listening to soothing sounds, music, nature, anchoring the mind in the present moment. We could do grounding through visualization, using the power of imagination to create a sense of stability, a safety. Imagine yourself rooted in the earth. You know, like a tree with deep roots. That makes you feel calm. Visualizing also a peaceful and serene place. Imagine yourself at a beach or a forest, a cabin, immersing yourself in this calming atmosphere. We can look at envisioning a protective shield around us. We can create a protective shield around us, shielding you or us from any external senses, any energy that's trying to come in. So we can also be grounding through breath, breath awareness, using the breath as an anchor to bring the mind back to the present moment when the mind is wandering. We can practice deep belly breathing, just focusing on sensation of the breath entering and leaving the body. We can also be counting the breaths, focus on the count of the breath. Full attention, again, satisfying calming down the amygdala through the counting of the breath. Maintain the focus and prevent the mind from wandering off. And then also we can notice something called the gap. It's the pause between inhalation and exhalation, and finding the stillness within the breath. Guided grounded meditation also, you know, we might go into that a little bit later. The grounded meditation exercise, it's a step-by-step instruction of utilizing all our senses. Taste. What can you taste? Question you can ask yourself, what can you taste? What are two things you can see right now when your eyes are open? What can you feel against your skin? The temperature. How is the weight of your body? So you're using the five senses to create that calmness and focus on the five senses. So we can utilize that just to, you know, deal with the amygdala. And so, if we'd expand a little bit on that, we need to be able to distract our mind, redirect attention from hyperactivity, and use techniques to meditate and practice. So I'm moving along a little bit now. That's it. So, yeah. So that's all I have for today. I can go into a little meditation now for the next minute or so. I'm going to have to do a quick low. All right. So why don't we just take the time and find quiet space, free from noise and distraction, where you can embark on a journey of the inner satisfaction. Taking a seat, spine tall and body relaxed, as we dwell in the grounding practice. In fact, choose your eyes, close your eyes, and take a deep breath in, and let go of the worries that lie within, any imagination, any stories that you're creating that cause a stimulation. And prepare for yourself, prepare for the calming and exploration to soothe the hyperactive amygdala sensation. Begin by feeling the earth beneath your feet, removing your shoes, let the ground meet. Sense the texture, the warmth, and the connection as your feet become a source of grounding protection. Now let's engage your senses of touch by holding an object like a pen, smooth or rough, feeling it, its contours, its shape, and its weight, and give that attention as you focus on the present, and your mind. And your mind will just take itself to there. Let's explore mindful eating. Choose a small piece of food. It's time for a treat. Observe its appearance first. Inhale, and its scent, smelling it, and savor each bite, taking the time in the present moment. And now let's immerse in soothing sound of music. Find a quiet place. Imagine letting the melodies be acoustic. You know, having your eyes closed, let the sound guide your way into a state of relaxation where worries just disappear. Visualization is also something we could use to calm the amygdala and make it feel so cool. Imagine the roots growing from your feet, extending down deep into the earth and grounding complete. Visualize a piece of place, a place in your mind, a peaceful place in your mind, a beach, forest, wherever you find serenity and tranquility. Let it unfold. Immerse yourself. Let the scene unfold. Envision a protective shield around you, surrounding you, transparent and strong, keeping you on you, directing, deflecting negativity, allowing only peace to enter your space. Feel its embrace, anxiety as it releases. And now focus on your breath, deep and slow. Inhale through the nose, let the belly grow. Exhale through the mouth, release the tension, find stillness within, and the moment of suspension. Now count each breath one by one. To stay present, the mind must be one. Inhale, exhale. The counts guard your way. In the rhythmic dance, anxiety will sway, will disappear, melt away. Notice the pauses between each breath. A brief moment of calm, a temporary death of anxiety. Sink into the stillness and let your mind rest. Within these pauses, find peace, be blessed. Continue in the grounding meditation. Explore each technique, finding liberation. And when the mind wanders, gently just bring it back to the present moment on the right track. Only with breath can you do that. And allow the senses of calmness to wash you over, like a gentle wave bringing peace through and through. Let go of the worries, fears and stresses, anything you've made up, any stories of the past, any traumas that are from the past. You are in the now. Embrace the serenity, feel its caress. And slowly open your eyes, bringing back awareness, reflect on the benefits of this practice, the fairness. Grounding exercise can be calm, amygdala storm, and bring about a sense of inner peace and warm. And now, and so there it is. And that was a little quick meditation, a little more like the script. So, but I've I've just ran out of time today on this one. But I think I'm going to do it again. It's not too. It's actually quite organic, and I can slow things down. But it's okay. I'll make a second take. But that's cool to know. All right. Bye for now. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Just remember, we have the ability to calm down the hyper-vigilant, hyper-active amygdala. So just the amygdala, the nervous center, the emotional center. We have a way of calming it down. Okay, bye from now, and I hope you've enjoyed it. There'll be a second take on this one. Bye for now. Best of your day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.